Parshas Lech Lecha Beis Tfila Tovshin Ein Zayin. Avram is told to leave, and he's also given a bracha. I'll make you into a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll increase. I'll give greatness to your name. That's not enough. I will bless the ones who bless you. I will curse the one who wants to curse you. All the nations of the world will bless each other. For you, they'll say, "Oh, you should be like Avram." As Rashi, Adam Omer Lebnoi, Tiyeh Kavram. Should be like Avram. What is it about? Rashi says, going away, you lose your money, no family life, so Hashem will compensate him. It seems to be there's a lot happening over here. I found an amazing Rambam in his Sefer Moreh Nevuchim. In Chelek Gimel, Perek Chof Tes, says the Rambam the following: Ve'ein sofek etzli. There's no doubt by me that Avram, when he kashecholak al das bnei Adam kulam, when Avram stood up against everyone, against the whole world, said, "You're all wrong. There's one God. You're all wrong." He became very, very unpopular. They didn't like it. It's not what they wanted to hear. "Who do you think you are? You know better than everyone else." Says the Rambam, "Shumekalalim." They would curse him. "Omavazim oisoi hatoyim ahim." All these mistaken people would curse him and would disgrace him. "You're a heretic. You don't believe in Avodah Zarah. You're Apikoros." And then mavaza him. It wasn't comfortable. Avraham Ivri, he's on one side of the river and the whole world is on the other side. The Kashesova Rakol. Indeed, he suffered. It's much easier to be politically correct. "Yeah, it's all right. This is not for real. That's not what it means. Mishkav Zohar. No, that's not. You're taking it too literally. That's not. It's not abomination. No. It means something else." It's difficult to say the truth. Yes, abomination, toivo. You don't. You know, it doesn't give you popularity. And Avraham Avinu was saved by that call. He lived for the truth. Bavu Hashem. And that's what he did. That was his great shemaim. His Kvod Shemayim was to sacrifice everything and state his opinion, even though he's causing himself to be hated, to be cursed, to be thrown in Kipshan HaEsh. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Avorcha mevorchecha umekalelcha or." You did your part. I'm telling you now, from now on, Oho, mekalelcho, mekalelcho. Whoever curses you, he'll be cursed. And I'm going to increase, the people are going to bless you. How? I give an incentive. Avocha v'avochecho. And points out the Rambam. We see it today that Rav Anshei Olam, most people of the world, look up to Avram. Hiskim Rav Anshei Olam lagdiloi ulisbarboi. Abraham, he's a very positive figure to most people of the world. Rambam continues, Atilekach, that the certain groups who try and trace themselves to Avram, even though they're not descendants of Avram, they pretend they want to be descendants. Atilekach. It all started from the contrary. It started from Avram was willing to stand up for the truth and be mevazeh himself, be unpopular. And therefore, Mito Keneged Mito gets his wonderful brachas. On a similar note, I found a drash Moshe, a Moshe Feinstein in Parshas Noach, where he focuses on the word Ish Tzadik Tomim. Noach was the Ish Tzadik Tomim. We translate Tzadik as righteous. He says, no, that's not what Tzadik is. A Tzadik is someone who was accused and was able to prove his innocence. It's Nikwa is a Tzadik. It's someone who was sued in court, the Beis Din sat, heard the claims against him, investigated, clarified, and he came out. It's Nikwa is a. They said, no, you're right. He was accused. A Tomim is a person who's complete. No one has even any accusations against him. Surely, it's better to be a Tomim. You're so clean, your contact is so perfect. No one even has any havaminas, any thoughts against you. So since Noach was a Tomim, why do we call him a Tzadik? And why is Tzadik being mentioned before the Tomim? Says the Moshe the same thing. Because when you keep to yourself, you stay very, very politically correct. Very careful not to offend anyone. Be very careful only to talk about the weather. And not to criticize anyone. Or to try and influence people. And people like you. Oh, this is great. The Queen. She doesn't say anything about anyone. So it's fine. Everyone likes the Queen. But if you start giving your opinions and say, hello, you're making a big mistake. You're living a life of sheker. Then people start, who is this guy? Oh, he wants to be elected. He wants something from us. He's trying to take control over us. Become unpopular. They suspect of all sorts of things. Except for Noach, he tried to reach out. Even though in the process it caused people to suspect him. But he was a tzaddik. He was good. But that's a bigger maila. He's willing to sacrifice his comfort zone and leave himself and try and influence others. And that therefore that causes people to suspect him. That's a greater maila of a tzaddik. The Gemara says, in Ksubas, I think, that a city that everyone likes thereof is not doing a good job. He's obviously not mochiach them. You meet people say, I hate the rabbi. I hate his guts. Probably doing a good job. Because he's hitting them, punching him on the face. That's what he's supposed to do. If everyone likes the rabbi, he's obviously very, very nice. He talks about everyone except for the congregation. He talks about everyone else's defaults. Prime Minister. This candidate, that candidate. You're obviously not talking about the guts of what his own congregation need to be fixed up. So Allah biyadeinu, this is the koyach of Avram. Avram HaIvri was willing to get up and stand by himself against the whole world, causing people to hate him. It's not easy. Sovar akol. It wasn't easy. But that was his great Shamayim. Live for the truth. Even if it's not comfortable. It may be difficult. You're on a plane full of goyim. It's not easy to get up and daven shachris with talis and tefillin. And it's not easy. Everyone's looking at you. Who's this Jew? What's he doing? Look out. It's much more comfortable just sit in your seat. Do what you do. That's our koach we have. Avraham Ivri. And the result will be bracha, mevorcha, mevorchecha, mekalelelcha, or... Avraham Avinu comes to Yisrael, and he comes. He has to leave. There's a famine. Go down to Mitzrayim. And over there, he ends up, comes out to Mitzrayim with lots of soin, bokor, chaboyrim, vavodim, shvachais, vasoin, sukmalim. He comes back affluent. How did that happen? Says the pasuk, "V'la'avrom heitiv ba'avuro." This is to be found in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Tzayin. "V'la'avrom heitiv ba'avuro." Heitiv, it's written anonymously. Who is the meitiv? In Pshat, it means paroi. Paroi, after the whole incident with Sarah. So he was meitiv. He bestowed to Avram Bavuro in her merits. So in a pshat, it means this anonymous person is referring to Paroi, as Rashi says. Referring to Paroi. But Chazal look at things differently. Says the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes. Le'olam. Always, yeah, Adam, a person should be zahir, should be careful, b'chvoid ishtoi, regarding his wife's honor. Why? Why is it so important? Shein bracha mitzuya, b'toyach beisa shel Adam. Bracha is not to be found in a person's household, elo b'shvil ishtoi. Who brings the bracha? The wife. She brings the bracha. Shenemar v'la'avrom heitiv ba'avuro. It was in her merits. Here Chazal are taking Paroi out of the picture. They're learning this anonymous person is not referring to Dafka Paroi. Heitiv is a kodesh baruch hu. Bracha. You get bracha ba'avuro. If you mechabed, you zohir, b'kvoy dishtai. Then you get bracha. In bracha metzuya, but the basis of them elo b'shvil ishtai. This is the way. This is the zgula to get bracha, being zohir b'kvoy dishtai. Continues the Gemara. Hainu to amaru Rava lepnei mechayza. Rava told the people of mechayza, okiru l'nishaychu. Give honor to your wives. Ki eichi. In order that it atru, you become rich. Give them honor. Give it to them. Be mechabed them. And you become rich. Based on this, because la'avro meitiv ba'avro. You'll get bracha ba'avro the way you treated her. Okay, very nice. Question is, why? What's the connection? Why is it giving cover to your wife brings you bracha? What's the rationale behind this? Second question: do we know that Avraham was mechabed his wife? So of course, right? Did Avraham wear a kippah? Yeah, of course. How do you know? What do you think? He didn't wear a kippah. So was he mechabed his wife? Of course. How do you know? What do you mean? It wasn't mechabed his wife.
What's this Gemara? There was no paro?
No, that's nigra. This is the nigra is referring to paro. But the Chazal Darshini, there's another message in this pasuk.
So wouldn't more honor be to say the emes?
To say the emes?
That she is his wife. She
would be taken anyway. He was afraid they'll kill him. They were going to take her anyway.
He's sure about that.
He said that I'll be killed.
I mean, he took her because he was allowed to.
Yeah, but
if it's his sister, then he's allowed to. Right.
But otherwise, they would have killed him. Because she's Nesha Sish, they would have killed him. So, do anyone have an answer? Are we aware that Avram was Mechavad's wife? Or just an assumption, like he wore a kippah? So that's a Raya with Mechabata?
I don't know, it's from this point when he heard that he was something from the island. I mean, we say he was.
Okay. Yes, Mordechai?
Maybe this is very soon after the king there, but all the time they were married, I don't know how long they were married for, he never took another wife.
So okay.
That's a couple. So he only did 10 years later once she instructed him.
Uh-huh. Shomer, okay. Interesting. Is there anything explicit in Chazal? In this week's Parsha? Get it closer. Is there anything in Rashi in this week's Parsha? Yes. In Pasuk Ches, when they arrive to Eretz Yisrael, at Eretz Yisrael, it says the following. Perikut Beis Pasuk Ches. Vayatek Misham Hahara. Mikedem Lebeit El. They travel to this mountain. Vayet Oloi. Vayet Oholoi. And he erects Oholoi. Oholoi means whose tent? Her tent or his tent? Oloi sounds, does that sound Zohar or Nekeva? Oloi. Sorry? Hissen. But it's written Oholo. The way it's written is with the Hey. Aleph, Hey, Lamet, Hey. It's pronounced Oholoi as if it said a Vav. It's pronounced masculine. Oholoi. It's written feminine. Ohalo. Says Rashi, Ohaloi. Ohaloksiv. It's written, her oil. Betchilo nota es oil ishtoi. He started off by erecting his wife's tent. Vacharkach es shaloi. And only afterwards did he erect his own tent. Beautiful. Very romantic. Ladies first. Gracious Rabbi. What is based on? We have a discrepancy between the Kri, the way we read it, with Lashon Zohar, the way it's written, the Masoires, the Ksiv, is Lashon Nekeva. And the answer is, he indeed erected her tent first. Good, Geschmack. Good boy. Very nice. Yes?
An explanation why that's such a big deal. Why is that so covered? We I think that most people, or decent people, would do that. Obviously, I'm missing something because it is a big deal. It's like if you were going to pour a drink for you and for your wife, it doesn't even help to pour for yourself first because you're not going to drink until she has anything. So of course you should. And even if it's not your wife, so certainly it is wrong. So he's going to be pitching, if he pitches his pen. He's going to be fishing her tent, where she's going to stand around doing nothing. So it makes it's logical. It's just Derech Eretz to fish her tent first.
Okay, Ani Shomea. Okay, let's build up. Ask the Re'im. Rabbi Elazar Mizrahi said, who says? What's the Raya? How do you know he pitched her 10 first? Because there's a Kri and a Ksiv. There's a Zoch and a Keva. Okay. But who's to say that he did her 10 first? Maybe he did his 10 first. What's the Raya? What do you see in his Pasuk? Nachon. Oy Eloh. Oy Eloi. We're concluding he put her 10 first. Very nice. How do you know that? Where do you see in the Pasuk that he did her 10 first? He put up her 10 first. So he fracked the rain. Answers the Reim and Achinami. From the Psukim itself, you can't prove it. But it's based on a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says the following: Daf Pei Dalet. Le'olam yoichal Adam v'yishte. A person should eat, drink, pachos b'mashi yeshloi. You could do more. You could buy more stuff. You could buy higher grade food. But don't cut back. Lower your standard when it comes to eating and drinking. I don't think it means health, but you could allow yourself some more. You should eat less than your abilities, your financial abilities. V'yilbash v'yiskase, but your clothing should be b'mesh sheyeshloi. According to your abilities, you can allow yourself a $1,000 suit. Labalo, do it. If that's your ability, spend. $1,000 meal, don't. So you could, but don't. Don't spend that money on the food. When it comes to Yilbash Miskase, look at the Prime Minister, I have a chosh of a, I don't know what it means, $1,000 suit, I don't understand what could be there. There's a chosh of a things. Do it. Yilbash Miskase b'mesh yeshloi. V'yichabed ishto yabonov yoyso mimash yeshloi. When it comes to honoring, respecting, means giving the needs of your wife and children, swipe the card. Go into red. Yoyse mash yeshloi. I used to teach in South Africa, in Marshall, and there was a kid there at the time, he's now married. He said, nowadays, on the ksuba, when you give the ksuba over, he has your credit card number on it. Zoze. So, ishta yabonav yoyse mashi yeshloi. Obviously, it doesn't mean go wild completely, but it means borrow, go on the red a bit till next month. So therefore, says the Reim, since this is the pasuk, yoyse mashi yeshloi. So therefore, it must be this chazal is teaching us that obviously he did her 10 first. And therefore, it's not really mukhrach. You can't see which way it goes. But since we have this chazal that tell us that you have to mechabit her more than yourself, memeila, he put up her 10 first. And therefore, says the Reim, it's an asmach the ba'al mavroi alfiu segmura. The psukim themselves don't lend themselves to any specific way. It's just, it's an asmachta. It's not a proper, it's not a real limud. As I zogt Rabbi Elazar Mizrahi, the Maima Muzgor, on the Medrash, there's a perush called Nechbad Lemare, and he brings the Ifas Toya, and Ifas Toya says, no, it's a Svab Shuto. And that's what Mordechai was saying. Do you think, what's the pasuk teaching me then? Do we think he left her to sleep in the street? No. There's not, even that pasuk we know, he's obviously going to give her a tent. What was the purpose of the pasuk teaching me? Obviously teaching me something. What's it teaching me? It must have been that he built her tent first. That was just your type of swara, your type. Nechman Maralons himself, that whenever you have a Kri and a Ksiv, we give more preference to the Ksiv, what's written. What's written explicitly comes before the way it's read. The way it's read is not printed on, it's not printed on the page. On the Torah itself, you have the Ksiv, you don't have the Kri. So therefore we're always going to give preference to the Ksiv versus the Kri. Since it says Olo, that's how we know it came first. That's what he says. But anyway, the Reim is quoting this Gemara. So it says that for yourself, you should be mechabed, your wife and children, more than yourself, and more than your abilities. Why? Farvos, says the Gemara, and back to the Gemara Chulin. Why? Shehein tluim boy. Because they are dependent on you. But the husband is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. Meaning, when it comes to yourself, your needs, who's your supplier? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he gives, he gives. You could, on your clothes, whatever he gives you, you could spend. But on their clothes, who's their supplier? You're the supplier. You're the provider. The husband, it's his responsibility. So therefore, he has to give more than his ability. That's what Gemara says. So Mela, let's go back to where we were. Mela, we asked, why is it that you get bracha, Mechabit Ishta gets bracha? And it's gewaltig. Because when you're Mechabit Ishta, that means you're recognizing, I'm the provider, it's my achrayus, I'm providing her. Mela gives you bracha, Mido Keneged Mido, from your provider. Who's your provider? Huh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he gives you bracha. It's midah k'neged midah. If you are mechabed ishtoi, you're recognizing your obligation, your commitment to give, to help her, provide for her. Man, you get the bracha. Hashem will provide for you. Svab shuta. I must add that different mefarshim in the Medrash have different explanations why her tent was erected first. The Matnei Skuna on the page says, "Cause kol kvoida de bas melech pnima." She's not dignified. Her dignity requires her tent to be put up as quickly as possible. She's in the street right now. So that's why he built her tent first. And the Chidusha Radal on the page says, because the Shekhinah was in her tent. Because there was a cloud on the Shekhinah was there. So that's why he built the tent first. Seems to imply a different reason. Good, so what did we just learn? The story we just learned is get bracha. A person, it's a choyva, mechabed yisrael migufa. Get a bracha from mechabed ishtoi, from mitiv bavro. And we learned the idea is that you provide for her, Hashem provides for you. In the same pasuk as we read before, Perek Yud Beis pasuk Ches, Vayatek Mishom Ahara Mikedem LeBeis El Vayet Oloi. He's erected his tent. Beis el miyom v'ay mikedem. Va'iben shom izbeach Hashem. Va'ikro b'shem Hashem. And Avraham calls out b'shem Hashem. What's this referring to? What's he calling out? What's he doing? What's he trying to achieve? What do you say? What's he saying? Our barrier. What's he saying with Shem Hashem? So of course, this is the Shabbos, the big kiruv of Shabbos, Pashas Lech Lecha. Zog the Ramban, Peirush HaKoyah B'Kol Godol Et Shem Hashem Te'elokiyah Lo'idiyah Se'elokus Le'Bei Adam. He's now right. He's opened his own branch now, Avraham House, and now he's publicizing Hashem's name. That was his mission. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, he was doing kiruv v'chokim. As I zogt the Ramban, but the Targum says differently. Says the Targum, what does it mean? Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, v'tzoli b'shmod Hashem. He davened in Hashem's name. He was davening, as we find in the pasuk in Eicha. Korosi Shimcho Hashem Mibor Tachtiyos. I call out, davening, help. That's Korosi. So Vayikra B'Shem Hashem was davening for Hashem's help. What was he davening about? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. Le'olam Yakdim Odom Tfilo Letzara. A person should always precede, his tefillah should precede the tzara. Daven first before the tzara comes. Shil molei higdim Avraham tefillah letzara. Had Avraham not davened, his tefillah didn't precede the tzara. Bein Beis El Bein Ai, when he was there, that vicinity, that location of Beis El and Ai, lo nishtayer mirishay Yisrael suri de prit. There'll be nothing left in Am Yisrael. The tefillah he prayed at that time, that place, at that location, saved Am Yisrael, because he would have been wiped out. Does anyone know what are we talking about? Which tzara? What? Achon? Is it connected to this location? Achon was a crime done in Yericho. Does the word I raise a bell? Ring a bell? Huh?
That was a follow up when people did start dying in the second city they tried to come.
Oh, very good. Peril is reminding us. At the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, when they fought I, there was a battle and many people were lost. And that's what Avraham was davening for. The Ilmole, had Avraham Avinu not davened at between Beis El and Ben Ai, then we would have been wiped out of that battle. So therefore, we learn from over here that you should always, your tefillah should come before the tzara. Now, I want to understand what's going on over here. Very nice. How does this affect? What does it have to do with us? Avraham had nevuah, right? He knew there's going to be tzara. He davened. We don't know there's going to be tzara. So who said we're supposed to daven? What's shaychus? If you've got nevuah that in 1937 there's going to be a second world war and 60 million Jews will be wiped out, so you daven, very nice. But we don't know. So, in Chetesi, Avraham was told, right? You've got nevuah, so you davened. What's the right? You're supposed to be married in Tefillah Tetzara. Oh, but what's the right from Avraham, though? I agree with you. So what's the right from Avraham? Answer the question. Oh, it must be. Very good. It has to be the Chazal learning. Avraham wasn't aware there's going to be a Mechoma. If he knew this, he had nevuah that be mechana, he davened say to us, what's it, what does that have to do with us? Obviously he was unaware. He just davened. He davened that things should be good. He davened that things should be alright. And that tefillah had an impact. That many years later, in fact, it saved the Jewish people from being wiped out. And therefore the message for us is the same. A person should daven even though he's unaware of any tzara. Things are going good. Baruch Hashem. You're healthy. Successful. Your shares are rising. Your position, you're being upgraded up, going up and up. Being bumped up. Everything's going well. Daven. Why should I daven? Because le'olam yagdim adam tefillah l'tzara. Don't know what's going to be. No one knows what's going to be. Daven. Daven for atzlocha. Daven for siyat tishmaya. Daven for health. Daven for panasa. Daven for shalom bayis. Daven. Yagdim adam tefillah l'tzara. Don't wait for the tzara to come. That's what we're learning from over here. And you can never know when this tefillah will help you. I saw the Torah Tmim over here. He brings the pasuk of Shlach Lachmacha al Pnei Amayim. Ki brev yomim timsenu. It's an investment. You don't know. Shlach Lachmacha. You send. You help. You daven. You never know when it'll come back to you. And besides, it's much easier, as the Ramban taught us, it's much easier to daven for a person who shouldn't get ill, to daven for an ill person to get healthy, because it's a bigger nate, it's a bigger bakasha, it's a bigger change. Chazal tell us, if there's someone who has a donkey that's loaded and is about to fall, one person can hold it up, prevent it from falling. Once it falls on the ground, you need 10 people to pick it up. It's much more difficult to pick it up than it is just to stop it from falling. So therefore the message is koyach hatfilah. Things are going well, Adrabah, still daven. Daven v'siyat tishmaya. You never know when those tefillahs will be necessary. So we should take with the messages that we learned today, amazing things of this week's parasha, the koyach to stand up for the truth, the koyach that it's not always you want to be politically correct. Sometimes you have to state the MS, but you'll become unpopular. You become very unpopular. But that's the koach of Ivri. To stand up for the truth. To be mechabed, we have a choiva, to be mechabed, ishto, yesi, megufoi. It's halocha, paskin the Rambam. And it brings bracha. It brings ashirus. And other, if you're doing something, do it with your wife first. And this will bring the siyata d'shmaya, and be meisib b'tefillah to davening. Things are going well. Don't wait for things to go bad. When things are going well, to daven for siyata d'shmaya and atzlocha. Thank you very much. Next year will be in 5 minutes.